Minister Kiniko has announced it's shutting down 9 cinemas around the country. They are also laying off almost a third of their workforce. 236 people will be affected by job cuts at Ster Kiniko. Shutting down cinemas in Gauteng, KZN, and the Western Cape. Bayside Ster Kiniko is the one that has been highlighted in its shutdowns here in the Western Cape. I know there's been some construction at Bayside Mall, so I don't know if that theatre is already closed. And we've seen particularly independent cinema, Ster Kiniko and New Metro, the independent theatres as well, struggling to regain that foothold after the COVID-19 pandemic. Tinus Ferreira is a TV critic, writer, entertainment journalist here in this country. Tinus, really appreciate. Of course, we can look to the rise and the growth of streaming services, the Showmaxes, the Amazon Primes, Disney Plus, Netflix. But can we only blame the streaming services for this lack of patronage at South African cinemas?
Well, look at that TV set in your living room. It's no longer a square. It's also a 16x9 rectangle. So while the movie prices have become too expensive, it's become more affordable to kind of recreate that experience in your own home. You're able to get that Dolby 5.1 surround sound with the little speakers packed everywhere and a sound bar. And you don't get people throwing you with popcorn, and you can sit and watch a Netflix or whatever in HD in your underwear with food that you can make at home. So people have started to recreate the movie experience at home. You don't have to go out, stand in a queue, cry and pay for parking and things like that. So once again, like Kodak, like the horse-drawn carriage, it seems as if the movies just haven't kept up with the advances made in personal entertainment at home.
You can also browse your phone while sitting at home, and you can't do that in a theater. I don't think people's concentration spans are still built for an hour 20, hour 30 movie experience. But I was at the cinema not too long ago. I watched Barbie and I watched Oppenheimer. I spoke to the Ster Kiniko CEO around that time. He says it's also about the type of movies that are being produced. People flocked to cinemas to see movies like Barbie and Oppenheimer, but those are becoming quite infrequent movie experiences where everything else is sort of looking the same. Is it also got to do with the type of movies that are being released at cinemas or through cinemas?
What's happened, once again, because of the streaming, lots of the stars are opting for TV projects instead of being wanting to become Tom Cruise-type movie stars. So TV gets the budgets and the money because the funds are being pumped into making TV for streaming services to grow those subscribers. The money's not going into the movies, and then obviously not every movie can be a blockbuster. So sort of that funnel going into the movies has decreased. And then also you sit with the Hollywood strike that we also had last year, and as you mentioned, COVID, and as I mentioned, the movie prices that just keep rising. You don't really want to go for a family of four and have to pay R1,000. So all of those have had like such a detrimental impact on the moving going ecosystem.
I wonder if there's any opportunity for sort of mixed pricing system. Cheap seats during the week, during the day, and probably more expensive seats at peak times. I understand snacks are expensive, but that's how the movie theaters are trying to recoup some of those monies. The streaming of live sport events at cinemas, maybe even discounts for school groups or pensioners groups. I think there is a way that the movie industry, the cinema industry in South Africa, can try and claw something back. Tinus Ferreira, I think I've lost you there, but I think we've gotten the point. Trouble at Ster Kiniko, cinemas shutting down. They're slashing a third of their workforce because people aren't returning to the cinema. I know it's prohibitively expensive if you're going to the movies with a family, or say 4 and 5. But as a couple, for an individual, I'm fortunate enough to be in an income bracket where I can enjoy a movie by myself and a small popcorn and a small Coke, and it will be a 200-300 rand is, yes, it is quite prohibitive. But for family of four, I understand, can't have that experience. But your thoughts, 021-446-0567.